I ask that you enter into prayer with me, and that we would draw closer to our Lord Christ Jesus through God the Father, so we're more inclined to hear God, more inclined to do what God is asking us to do, to make the changes that God is requiring for us to do. So let's go through God will reveal, instruct, and guide as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, we all experience challenges in this life. Unfortunately, after we're blessed, we stop following the Lord. See, God wants to reveal, instruct, and guide us through it all. We need to seek God so he will instruct us. We need to follow the Lord so he will guide us. We need to know the Lord so we have and receive revelation so our salvation is secure. See, if we hear his voice, we can't turn away. The Lord wants to reveal, instruct, and guide us in his word and ways. See, God wants to guide us through this evil and sinful and dangerous world. The Lord wants us to avoid trouble, to resist the devil, to walk in his presence without sinning and defiling ourselves. Why spend time creating plans outside of the will of God? We can turn and seek his face, and he will place our feet on solid ground so we can stand secure in this life. See, God chooses certain individuals to walk before him so he can meet with them face to face to share his plans. See, God walked with Abraham in the Garden of Eden. The Lord met Moses on the top of the mountain. And Christ Jesus met Paul on the road to Damascus. He spoke clearly and plain to him, revealing God's plan. See, God wants to lead and guide us through this, but we're not listening. Do we not see why we need God's instructions in our lives? See, God will share revelations with us if we truly honor him by staying on the path he provides for us. The Lord will reveal his plan of salvation. He will teach us his word and ways. He will show himself to us. See, some teach that we cannot have a personal relationship with God. Therefore, we can never know the Lord for ourselves. God wants us to know him. And he wants to reveal himself to us through his son, Christ Jesus. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 52, verses 5 to 6. See, if God did not reveal himself to us, he could not hold us accountable, nor would he be just in judging us. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 5 to 6 says, "And now what do I have here? Declares the Lord. For my people have been taken away for nothing. And those who rule them mock, declares the Lord. And all day long my name is constantly blasphemed. Therefore my people will know my name. Therefore in the day they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it was I, says the Lord." See, God wants to reveal himself to us, but we must be willing to listen. And unfortunately, we don't want to follow God's will all the time. Many times God reveals himself to us, but we choose another path. Many times the Lord saves us, but we show no desire to be instructed and guided by him. See, God is willing to give us a new heart and a new spirit, but we like the old one we have. See, the Lord is willing to take away our stony and stubborn heart, but we like the heart that we like. We like what it gives us and how it makes us feel. See, but if God is willing to do this for us, how many of us is willing to stay the course, to follow God wherever he leads us, to be obedient in whatever the Lord instructs us to do? In the book of Luke, we learn that Christ is a revealer light. And Christ Jesus came to reveal God's will to his people, to those who receive him. In Christ, revealing light is God's salvation and glory, which the Father wants to share with us. See, God wants to reveal himself to his creation, to each one of us. He wants us to know him. But we have to want to know God. We have to want to be in his presence. Lord, help. We got to want to feel God in our lives and not just feel what we want. See, God's revealing fire will show if a person's work has any value. See, if our work survives, we'll receive our reward. But if our works are burned up by the revealing fire of God, then we will suffer great loss, but the believer will be saved. Knowing this should keep us on the path that God is calling us to do. See, knowing this should keep us always seeking God. See, knowing this should keep us always wanting to be instructed by God. See, God reveals his goodness to us, his kindness to us, his forgiveness to us, so we can learn not to judge each other. Christ's revealing light is going to bring our darkest secrets to light. See, God is going to give to each one of us what our deeds deserve. See, the Lord sets forth some apart so he can reveal himself. Paul was such a person. Christ separated Paul by grace and revealed himself to Paul so he would come to go and teach and preach to the Gentiles what God has spoken to him. See, the Lord took 3 years revealing and teaching, preparing Paul. It just didn't come overnight. We gotta want to be in God's presence. We need to be before Christ Jesus so he can open up our eyes and our understanding to God's will. See, after Christ prepared Paul, he was sent into Jerusalem to associate with the other apostles. Has the Lord revealed his plan for your life, or are you walking in it? Have you allowed God to continue to instruct and prepare you for what he's created you to be? We learn in Ephesians that God sent his Holy Spirit to reveal the things of God to his servants. And God is still in the business of revealing himself to those who love him and seek his face. God revealed his plan to bring together his people in the body of Christ Jesus so we can enjoy his promises found in Christ. See, when the Lord reveals things in our life, we have to be faithful in the things of God. We've been given to Christ Jesus. He's in charge of God's house. And we are God's house, and we keep our courage and remain confident in the hope of God. We have to stay true to what has been revealed and spoken by God over our lives. We won't be able to give God excuses because we know the truth that's been revealed to us. See, Christ can shine revealing light into our troubled lives, into our darkest life. The Lord is willing to reveal everything so the truth is known to all. See, many of us can handle the Lord revealing the external issues to us, but many of us struggle when the Lord wants to reveal that which is inside of us that's not pleasing to God. We must be willing to receive what the Lord is wanting to reveal to us, no matter what it is, no matter what it makes it feels like to us, no matter whether we like it or dislike it. We need to receive what God, he's trying to help us. He wants the best for us, but we need to allow the shining light of Christ Jesus to reveal everything that's in us. So the Lord can instruct us in the way we should go. See, God taught Moses. He's the one who makes a person speak or not speak. He's the one who makes a person hear or not hear, to see or not see. God sent Moses to share his instructions and comfort him by saying, "The Lord will be with you." See, God wants to be involved in our life every day, instructing us along the way. But do we want him involved? Do we want to hear from the Lord every day? In every matter that God is wanting to instruct us in? And Moses started making excuses why he should not be the one. God's anger was aroused because Moses doubted. Moses did not want to do what God instructed him. So God used Aaron to help Moses to do his will. Moses had to pay a price for disobeying God's instructions. He was not allowed to enter into the promised land. When the Lord instructs us, it's best we obey because the Lord knows what's best for us. You and I cannot decide in our own will and mind whether we receive from God. See, most of us have some sort of relationship with Christ, but we reason and disobey his instructions all the time. Like Moses, do we not know the consequences of our disobedience? Can we look around and see the impact of our disobedience on our life and those connected to us? In everything that we do we see it going well? Is our life filled with joy and peace? Is everything going well for our children? So when God gives us instructions, it's not just for us. God instructs us, applies to everyone, whether a native born or a foreigner. See, God wants to instruct and teach us so we know he is God and there is no other. He wants to personally instruct us so we would know his voice and change our ways. God is merciful. He's willing to forgive us. He will provide us a way through if we seek him. See, God sustained the Israelites in the wilderness and they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. Their feet did not swell. See, God wants to reveal himself to provide clear instructions so the people are cared for. God extends his grace and mercies so we have time to repent. This is the kind of God we serve. But we must want to receive and be instructed in God so God can have a way with us, so God can have his will with us. It's the best thing for us. See, God instructs families. He instructs parents. He instructs children in the way they should act and conduct themselves. The Lord disciplined and corrected us, so we would be disciplined and corrected so our children know how to act. So we know how to act before our children, before others. See, God is concerned about everything, our very soul. See, God is concerned about all of us, not just a few of us. If the Lord calls us to teach and be an instructor of his word, then we need to ensure we have embodied God's knowledge and truth in us. God's instructions are to teach others, but it first is given to instruct and teach those who are called. Go with me to Romans chapter 2, verses 19 to 21. When we are first instructed by the Lord, we're on fire, man. See, but the problem is as time goes on, we tend to stop listening to God. We stop paying attention to what God is saying, and we start thinking in our own mind and our own knowledge so that we can now order our own steps. Romans chapter 2, verses 19 to 21 says, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? See, where would we be if Moses did not follow God's instructions? Where would we be if those chosen did not write down what was spoken by God, thus creating the word of God? Where would we be if John the Baptist did not baptize Christ Jesus? Where would we be if Paul did not receive Christ? Where would we be if Christ Jesus disobeyed the Father's will? And where would we be if the Holy Spirit did not teach and guide us? We would be without God. We'd be still in darkness and blind and lost, unable to find our way, not feeling the presence and loving God in our lives. See, this is where we would be. Lord, help us to have no doubt. Teach us your ways, Lord Jesus. Teach us the ways of the Father, God. Lord, God gently instructs us and extends grace so we can learn how to apply his instruction to our lives. We must learn how to gently instruct others in the loving ways of God, just as the Lord did to us. So, see, only God can change a heart. Only God can bring a person to their senses. Only God can make a person escape the devil's trap. Only God can instruct a believer so they are filled with love, with a pure heart, a clear conscience and faith. Only God can do this. You and I are not there to do that. We're just there to share God's word, to reveal and understand what God has spoken about our lives and carry out the will of God. God is always interested in the safety and the well-being of his people. And God personally guided the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land. Day and night, God kept watch over them. And even today, Christ is interested in our daily walk of watching over us and guiding us, instructing us, praying for us. Christ is interested in every day of your life. We need to call on the Lord, asking the Lord to show us his ways, to teach us your path, God. Guide us in your truth, and hold our hand, Forgive us, Lord, of our sins and our rebellious way. Guide us into your presence, Lord. We need you today, Lord Jesus. We need you today, Father God. Go with me to Psalms chapter 25, verses 47. Instead of us teaching ourselves, we need to ask the Lord for guidance and instruction. Should ask God to instruct us in our understanding of his ways and instruct us, God, help us with better decision making, God, that you will be pleased with us, Lord. Psalm chapter 25, verses 47 says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. This is the prayer we should be praying every day as we try to overcome this life and the things in this life and overcome our own thoughts and desires that we have that's of this world. We need to ask God to show us and teach us his ways. We need the Lord to guide and counsel us. We can't desire anything more than to have Christ Jesus guide and lead us every day of our lives. God is our strength, our portion. God is able to instruct and guide us. As it states in Psalm 73, it is good to be near God, to make the sovereign Lord our refuge. See, if we allow God to guide us, our steps will not be hampered. When we run, we will not stumble. See, God will guide us, and the blind people will be on unfamiliar paths. He will instruct them in the way they go. See, he will turn our darkness to light and make our rough places smooth. See, if we just allow God to guide us through this thing, but we so much want to be in control. See, when God is our guide, he will not forsake us. When God is our guide, we will never hunger or thirst. When God is our guide, he will show us compassion, leading us beside the still water. See, when God is our guide, see, the will of our God will be straight. Our path will be straight. Our will will be in line with God. We'll seek God all the days of our lives. The Lord will guide us. Satisfy our need and strengthen our frame. Our days will go better. Our plans will succeed. Our family will be safe. Our lives will be at peace. If we just allow God to guide and order our steps as we seek his face every day. See, the Lord's Spirit will enter in and guide us because we place our trust and hope in the Lord. The Holy Spirit will speak and tell of things yet to come, guiding us along the way, keeping us on God's path. We have to allow God to reveal, instruct, and guide us. We can't be rebellious. We can't be disobedient when God is trying to teach us and order our steps and correct our path. See, God has put many things in place so we can find our way to him. And we need Christ Jesus, our Savior. We need God's word to be revealed to us. So we need to be instructed from the Lord so we can get in God's right path and get in line with the will of God. We need guidance so we can stay in the light that Christ Jesus has provided, not turning but being guided by Christ all the days of our lives. We need God to reveal his will for our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to instruct us so we won't do our own sinful nature and cravings and the things we like to do. See, we need Christ Jesus to watch over us so we can feel the presence of God in our life. We need to give ourselves over to God's revelations, instructions, and guidance. So we call to teach and instruct God's people. Then we need the Holy Spirit to constantly examine our ways so we stay on God's path. We just need to do what is pleasing to the Father and to our Lord Christ Jesus. Not rebelling against God's instructions in God because we want to do something different, because we desire something, but keeping to the path of God so we can be the apple of about us, so we can see as God sees, so we can understand that God's understand, so we can be blessed, and we'll be in the presence of God, and we'll feel His presence all the days. No matter what trouble you and I go through, God is able. We just seek and feel the Lord. Praise God, God. God has a desire to teach us His ways and truth, but are we willing to listen? Are we willing to receive it? Praise the Lord. The Lord reveals, instructs, and guides those who answer the call, who seek His face. Thank you, Jesus. Without you, Lord, we would not be able to receive not one instruction from God. Without you, Lord Jesus, there will be no one to guide us into the truth, into the ways and path of God. We can't complete this journey on our own, God. Lord Jesus, we need revelation. Lord Jesus, we need instruction. Lord Jesus, we need guidance from you. We need you to lead and guide our mind. And Lord Jesus, guide our hearts and guide our eyes and order our steps. Lead us, Jesus. We can't do this, Lord. We don't know the way. You're the only one who knows the way to the kingdom of God. We need to open up our minds and hearts to understand that we need Jesus to embody us with the Spirit of God so we can see what God is trying to get us to see and do what God is trying to get us to do and follow you, Lord Jesus. Why do we insist on doing our own thing? Why do we insist on being divided on so many things? Why can't we come together in the body of Christ? Why can't we get others to see how good God has been to us? Why can't we continue to seek God's word and follow it? And it leads us to the place God wants us to be. Why can't we just follow God? Why can't we just receive Him? Instructions and guidance from the Lord and be obedient. We'll be so better off. Our days will be better. Our life will be full of peace. It'll be unconfusing to us. We won't struggle so much. But why won't we allow ourselves to be guided by God? Lord, I help you. I ask you, help us, Lord. We need your instructions. We need you to reveal the pattern of our lives to us, God. We need you, God, to guide us through this, Lord Jesus. You said you'll never forsake us. You never turn away from us, God. All we have to do is fear God, seek His face, and follow you, Lord Jesus. Your promises are true. God's will is perfect. It will not disappoint us if we just seek to be guided and instructed by God today. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do for us. Continue. As you said, Lord Jesus, you told us in your word, you and the Father is always at work. So we can depend on this all the way to the end. You will be at work, and it is our job to be looking and connecting and come closer to you, draw closer to you, God, so we can be connected and receive God's instructions and revelations from you, Lord Jesus. Bless us, God. Instruct us, order our steps. In Jesus' name, amen.